You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It looks really nice out, and it's okay, but it's still like 2 degrees above freezing.
Yep. But
I talked to my brother yesterday up in Negaunee. The lake is still completely frozen over. Mm. He said you can ice fish, you can go snowmobiling over it. They still have about a foot of ice, and there's still snowbanks about 4 feet high.
Oof. Did you hear tomorrow's going to be 70?
I know. This is that weird time of year. And we even talked. I told him, I said, what's it like? Oh, it must be nice. And I said, but it's cold and windy every day. There's just a cold. I'm not trying to whine, but I'm going to whine. There's a cold wind every day.
Yeah, it's got to be from the north. Yeah, it is. It's cold.
It's crazy. That wind, the way it's been. Unbelievable.
But it's going to be warmer than yesterday. Like 10 degrees, I think.
Okay. So, I mean, yesterday wasn't bad. The wind was horrible,
though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Hi, gents. Got some texts here. Hope you have a great day. Mino, I hope Mino's tooth is feeling better. I don't know.
Go ask the tooth.
I'll run up to my apartment and ask it.
Yeah.
Because I got it in a little baggie.
Not to have a science class, but you have to connect, when you do a root canal, you got to connect the new tooth with something. And there was nothing.
So my dentist asked me if I ever got punched.
I mean, that's just
what my dentist asked me if I got punched in the mouth or something at some point.
Right? Did you say, what do you think? Huh?
Yeah.
Really? Who hasn't? Let ye cast the first stone.
That's right.
Who has been punched in the freaking mouth? Okay?
Yeah.
Cast the first stone. So he said, whenever that happened, it broke my root. Okay? Right. Mm-hmm. So he said they can't fix it. So for the first time in my life, since I was baby teeth-wise, I'm missing a tooth. They pulled the tooth. But I have it. I asked her if I could have the tooth for a necklace. So I actually have the tooth in a tiny little baggie. Right up. I can go get it. Do you want that? Put it on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ed and the Mayor.
Ed Gein, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Gein. That's right. Find the finger.
Yes. As a fundraiser, would somebody like a necklace made out of my tooth?
A relic.
Who knows?
We'll raise money for something.
For the kids. We'll raise money for the kids. So let me know if you want my tooth that they pulled out of my face yesterday.
But, that's serious what they're going to do next, if you do it.
I don't think I'm going to do it. If I can get by missing one tooth, really? I mean, how many other 50? How many teeth do you have?
32.
Yeah. 31.
Who's counting?
I'm fine. Michael says, sorry for asking. Got another one. Luann says, show the tooth. I'll run up and get it if you want.
If you want to get it later on, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take a picture and put it on the Facebook page.
Much later, but sure. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, yeah, get it. I'll bid on the necklace.
No. Do you have like a re-election party coming up today or anything? A luncheon?
Why?
No reason.
You're just dressed very well today,
and you're wearing
Jeff.
The mayor of Green Bay sweater vest.
It's a Green Bay vest.
And you're very nice, peachy thingy.
Rose.
Rose. You look like you're going to speak to the Chamber of Commerce and announce your re-election for mayor or something. That's what you look like. I'm just being honest. I've been there, Jim.
You have.
I was with you for 20 years.
You were great. 1-to-1 without you, but yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm just asking.
No, John.
Okay.
Well,
you got something going on.
You look very
professional.
Morning.
Yes. You look like the mayor that you used to be.
Thank you, John.
I'm just being honest.
All right, well, it's nice of you.
I'm talking to kids to say no to drugs.
All right.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, no problem. All right. Hey, Terry says, Happy Earth Day. Respect Mother Nature. You know, I'm so old. I remember the first Earth Day. I was in eighth grade in 1970.
70, right.
And that was the first Earth Day. But I will say this. One of the things was to go out and pick up garbage. And it's there was like a lot of garbage back then. And there was no recycling.
Was your teacher totally into it? Our science teacher?
He was that guy.
Oh,
He was that guy from Detroit. Grew up in Detroit.
End of the world's going to happen.
Comes up here and he's going to show the UP how the real world. You know what I mean? That guy.
Our teacher, I think, scared us. Now, that was in sixth grade, right? You were in eighth. But he scared us that if we don't do something, the world is going to end. Like,
and it
scared us.
And do you remember the commercial that scared everybody?
The one with the tear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a little bit later, but yeah.
That's been ranked as far as the... I'm going to be spitting today.
I see that.
Yeah.
I'll just look this way.
It's not bleeding anymore, though, I don't think. Okay, so it was one of those things where the most impactful commercials of history... Mm. That ranks as like the top 10. Remember that? No, Todd's like, no. Your parents might remember. It was just all this, like, it was a river and garbage all over.
Out on the road. Yeah, it was just, No, that guy was not an Indian, you know.
I know. He's like Armenian or something. He's like, what the hell? I can play a Native American. But he's like,
Talk about an ad campaign, though, that worked.
That's what I'm saying. It was one of the most 10 top compelling, impactful ads ever in TV.
I think people didn't litter after that for a long, long time.
Yes. That brought awareness to it.
Oh.
That one, because I told you, I wanted to be, I mean, being a sportscaster was great, but I wanted to be an advertising creator. I wanted to, that was my dream. I wanted to write ads. So that one was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Beef was huge.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was watching that last night.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I just happened to be going
through. Of the greatest commercials ever or the greatest impactful things.
Yep.
There's one more I'm forgetting, though. It was the tear. It was, oh, I know what it was. The egg frying in the pan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brain.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that sit with you forever. I mean, every one of us sitting here, right? Actually, everybody listening, all 12 of you listening, let's be honest. You remember, you got two new listeners.
Three.
Those were some of the things that stick in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Of all the commercials you've ever seen.
Very impactful, you're right.
Yeah.
They were.
You know another one that I thought was so phenomenal was the guy, it was a Super Bowl commercial, and Pepsi did a great job because they had Cindy Crawford that one time who was just magnificent. Magnificent. I don't know why I shot her down when she reached out to me.
I don't know.
Because she went to school at Northern Illinois. And I used to do the games there.
No.
And I think she hit on me one time. I don't know.
She's too busy.
She's too tall. But anyway, so it was the guy out in the desert or out in the thing, and he puts in his dollar bill for getting. And the dollar bill kept coming back out. So it was like too crumpled to do whatever. And he put it back in. And then he finally goes, yes! And then it was.
It came back out.
Remember that commercial? Must not have been impactful then. Seriously.
I thought when you said the Pepsi, I thought that was like, that was Coke. I teach the world to sing.
I think that might be number one. That was actually the TV show Mad Men that I loved. I just think that's the greatest show ever series. That was like the pinnacle of that show that this guy, he just freaked out from the business and the pressure of Madison Avenue and he goes to a commune. And they're sitting there, and he gets that idea of these people sitting around singing. And that's where the inspiration for I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing came about, from that guy in that show. And like, it was based on a
real
character.
Is that true?
Well, it's based on a real character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And these kids were like sitting, you know, these young hippies.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I'd like to teach. And he threw in the word Coke.
And wow.
And that revolutionized the whole thing.
And some of those Budweiser, not that Super Bowl stuff, but some of those Bud commercials
were
pretty impactful too.
So, yeah, Michael says, Quiero Taco Bell. That was huge. That little dog for Taco Bell became unbelievably huge. Got a thing here from Brian. Johnny, really, how many Nagani people are missing teeth?
Good question.
That is a good question, Brian. I hear Jim is in the running to be elected Pope. Neighbor spotted white smoke coming from his kitchen window. Either he did get elected Pope or he's been to Michigan lately. Sparky. Thank you, Sparky.
I would be you would be eligible. It's just a confirmed Catholic. You don't have to be a cardinal.
Oh, I thought you absolutely had to be.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was the big deal why the Pope carried such a big stick is he could hire his replacements. No?
No, those they vote.
I know that, but I thought...
No.
No?
I mean, that's never happened, and it never will, but I'm just saying that.
You know, I was reading about him, the Pope. You know that he was a great tango dancer?
Really?
In his younger days in Argentina, he was a tango dancer.
I can see that. He was a
bar. He was like a bouncer at a bar.
Yeah.
And he's a great tango dancer. You know, I got relatives that moved to South America from Italy. After World War II, Italy was so terrible that people just, it was poverty and, you know, the Nazis and the fascism and whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved for jobs. They moved to South America. I've got relatives down there. And Australia. That's where that cousin of mine, I told you, pending his outcome of the trial for the kidnapping assassination of the prime minister, how my cousin turned out.
Take a different track. And,
yeah. Got a text here. I love your show and all of Mino's harebrained ideas. Great way to start today. What's harebrained? By the way, I used my... I'm not happy about this.
The Grecian... Oh, the eye stuff. Yeah, that's not working.
Well, it's only one day. I think it's a little bit of an improvement, don't you?
No, I don't think so. Todd? You can come over on this
side. Well, because it's not beef tallow. I wanted beef tallow.
Yeah.
And she got me bee tallow.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Seriously? Not even a little bit?
I've not seen it, but I asked Todd.
Not yet.
Okay.
Give it some more time.
I'm doing this for my class reunion is on July 9th.
Do you realize the people in your class? I just want to say this.
I've had 40 people die now for my class of 150. I had 40 people die. I just want to make it to the reunion.
I just want to say, and this is a compliment.
So it's John in Mountain. I love Mountain. You know, we talked about great places in Wisconsin we don't go to. If I won the lottery, and so you can move anywhere you want to in the state of Wisconsin, I would move to Mountain.
Oh.
Mountain, Wisconsin is like Colorado. I mean, it's beautiful. Not, the rivers and the hills and the pine trees. It's literally like Mountain, Wisconsin is like Colorado. It is the coolest place I've ever been in Wisconsin. I love Mountain.
You're very anxious about your class reunion.
I am.
You are. You've been talking about it for over a year. And you showed me that picture. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised because some of those people look like your parents.
That's not nice to say.
That one lady, I said, is that the lunch lady that just got in there?
Okay, that's not nice. That's my old girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not. And that was her girlfriend.
I'm going to show you some. I think I was the ugliest guy in my class when I was in the eighth grade.
That?
I'll show you a picture. Somebody posted a picture of our eighth grade class reunion. I think I was the homeliest guy in my class. I mean, obviously.
See the pictures, we'll tell you.
Yeah, obviously, I'll tell you. Changed, let's be honest. I mean.
Okay.
Now I'm a hunk. And many times I
cried. We used to be so happy. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Schwabba.
Got a text here. Jim looks great in pink. You know, some people can wear pink. I can't. I can't.
I got...
Todd, where's the other text? I don't think I read all the texts. You have the other text there? Okay, here's my picture. I'm going to show you.
Oh. Wow.
Was I the ugliest kid in class, yes or no?
I didn't think you looked that bad, to be honest with you, between you and I.
Is this you?
No. The top row.
That's the ugliest kid in class right there.
Which one?
This guy with the glasses.
Oh, yeah, okay, Marius. All
right. Here, get it big again. I can't see that. Geez.
Dad, let me do this for you.
Hey, Nick.
Hello,
Nick,
Jim.
You're looking good.
Middle.
That's you?
No, the top row, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Nah, you look like the rest of them.
All right. Nick, do you think I was ugly in the eighth grade? Top row, middle.
The two dudes with the glasses are ugly.
Well, that's what I said.
Okay.
Okay, so we all said the same thing.
I don't have glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Those glasses now are like a fad.
They are. I know. You're like Clark Kent glasses.
Yeah, I know.
You're the dude.
Chicks think that's hot now.
Yeah.
So which one was your girlfriend?
No, she was in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But what do you think? Was that the homeless kid in eighth grade?
No, no. The two kids with the glasses.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
You don't look half bad.
Really?
Right.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said.
All right. Right.
You're the only one.
He's very anxious about his 50th for some reason.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's 40 dead? You're still alive, dude. Celebrate. Right.
I might not have long to go. I mean, I had major surgery yesterday.
Oh, my Lord.
It was major surgery, it was a tooth. Nick.
I could have fixed it with the vice grips and some whiskey.
You know, I actually asked the guy. I said, do you use, like, pliers? He goes, literally? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he showed me the actual thing they do. But it's weird. I mean, I asked, do people get gas? He says, well, we only give gas for people that are very apprehensive. It's just a cut. It's not
call
a
me whatever
killer,
you want,
but it's not a painkiller. He said it's a relaxer.
Right.
Yeah.
So he said you're fine.
I was put out when I had my wisdom teeth pulled. I was like 19 and they put me out, but I wasn't out. I couldn't move, but I could hear and see everything.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I had
and
that for
I could hear
like
them crunch. I could hear them crunching and pulling.
I know.
Well, that was the thing. He was pulling out my tooth yesterday. He was like ratcheting it, trying to get out.
And you can hear it, but you can't feel it.
Well, I was proud of myself. I brought my earbuds, and I listened to country music. I said, I'm going to listen to Lainey Wilson. You people, do what you can. I can't eat these cheese curds, Nick.
Well, then maybe why one. Go eat it on one side. Jim, they're hot. Jim's got one there.
You
got
to have one. They're hot.
So, Nick, yesterday we
Todd, you got some? Oh, yeah.
Todd's in them.
Oh, wait. No, Jim looks great in pink. Signed, Liberace.
I like the first part. Yeah, thank you. Nick, some people came in yesterday because we have something at the shelter this afternoon. And I was telling them about you, your booth at the Stadium View.
Yep.
But our event is tonight. Okay, I'm going to bring these to them.
You've lost weight since the last time you were here.
You did.
No, I've lost.
What are you doing?
I've lost. I've lost weight since 3 months ago. I'm on semaglutide, which is a generic Ozempic.
Lost weight since the last time you were here, Nick.
Well,
of course he has, but he's lost
50 pounds in 3 months.
50?
Yeah. I was at 300. I think I'm at 249 now, but yeah.
So you're under 300?
I was started at 300, and I'm under 300.
Okay, I feel better about something then.
What's that?
Because we'd received texts that said, let me get this right, you're taking nutritional advice from a 300-pound guy who goes by the name of Cheese Curd Nick.
Yeah, well, I'm getting help with the generic Ozempic.
Do you take shots?
Yeah, shots once a week. The wife does it because I don't like needles at all. If you wave a needle in front of me, I'll tip right over.
Yeah.
You know what?
The pill's coming out.
You know what's weird?
Do you hear that?
I'm okay with getting shots. They don't bother me in the least, but I can't watch somebody, like on the news during the COVID thing, they always have the stock footage of somebody getting a shot. I can't watch anybody else getting a shot.
I can see that. If it's waving towards me, if you're coming at me with a needle, that's how you're going to knock me. That's how I'm done.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But I
could
see.
I could never give myself. If I'm diabetic, I'm going to die.
If you
can't give myself a shot.
If you cut your arm off right here, I'd hand your arm back to you.
Right.
I had no problem. But you wave a needle in front of me, done.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. So how you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're at the epicenter of Ground Zero.
You're
48 hours.
You're my go-to guy on this. And I got a couple people out there that are like, what's
You are. You're kind of our voice of.
Well, we had a guy here yesterday. Like, what's really happening? Because the spin is unbelievable when it comes to.
Read the quick text for Nick real quick there, Jim.
Okay, give me glasses on here.
My glasses are in the truck, so I can't see.
Nick, do food trucks take Carter cash for the draft?
Chris.
All right. Outside of the draft, yes. I'm pretty sure inside the draft, no.
No cash.
Right. I'm pretty sure. It's just like Titletown and Lambeau Field. But you bring cash just in case for the food vendors. But I guarantee you everything NFL related, like NFL shops is going to be there. Titletown, you know, the Packers Pro Shop is going to have some booths outside and everything. I would bring a card with money on it, and then I would bring some cash maybe for the food. The food might have cash options, but just in, you know, I would lean towards card for all of it.
Like at Stadium View?
We're doing both because we're not on the grounds. But
I mean, do you carry your own little credit card machine?
Yes, we'll have three cashiers. We're going to have three cashiers going. In fact, I went to AT&T yesterday to get a hotspot for business.
Yeah.
Because a hotspot for business will a hotspot for business is different than a hotspot for like at home.
By hotspot, you mean
internet yeah. or phone service.
You know,
I never know how to use those.
Well, you don't want that back. Well, he doesn't want that backed up. I mean, you need to.
Well, no, you want to process cards. Right. You don't want to go offline and process cards just in case you give me a bum card. So, the business hotspots, what that does is it will, no matter what, get you signal. It takes a slot. So if I'm here as a business and you two are just going off of cell service, it might kick you guys off to get me my signal. You know what I mean? You might not have signal.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just getting that. But yeah, we got 1,000 pounds of curds ordered to start, and then we got 700 pounds in the back, or 700 pounds on call. We got 500 pounds of brats, 250 on call, and then burgers. We got like 30-some cases of burgers, 15 cases of hot dogs, and a lot of stuff on reserve just in case. Because, again, this is first and only time in Green Bay. You know, probably in our lifetimes.
Oh, no question.
And nobody knows. You know, nobody
great
knows.
Great song, Todd.
Yeah. Do you feel
great?
Like we
great.
Do?
He's got a birthday today, 75.
Wow.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Machine Gun Kelly, Byron Allen, Ryan Stiles, Peter Frampton. Jack Nicholson, 88.
Hey,
back
Jack.
With Cheese Curd Nick. Right after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The job market in Wisconsin continues to grow. New data from the Department of Workforce Development shows the state added 11,000 more jobs in March. We're seeing the most growth in service-providing positions, construction, and some manufacturing sectors. Unemployment continues to hold steady at about 3.2%, which is below the national average of 4.2%. Our labor participation rate here in Wisconsin is also higher than the national average. Economists are watching these numbers closely, however, as tariffs put employers in uncertain situations. A 37-year-old Washera County man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison and 5 years supervised release in federal court after pleading guilty to dealing firearms, including machine guns, without a license, being a felon in possession of firearms, and possession of firearms while drug trafficking. Court records indicate that John D. Taylor and his co-defendant, 31-year-old Allison Munt, offered firearms and methamphetamines for sale. When conducting a search warrant, law enforcement seized 35 firearms, including machine guns, short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, and pistols, some with no serial numbers, as well as over 1,700 rounds of ammunition. Munt was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision in federal court as well. According to livability.com, Green Bay and Appleton joined Madison as the Wisconsin cities on its best places to live list. Now, the list isn't ranked, but it calls out 100 small to mid-sized cities that are considered for their economy, housing and cost of living, amenities, transportation, environment, safety, education, and health. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Obviously, this is draft week here in Green Bay, and are in
found the answer to your big question: who stole your black cowboy hat?
Yeah,
Cowboy Dave.
Yeah, that makes
you're
sense.
You're a cowboy, and never mind.
Jim had a really cool cowboy hat that he brought for me.
Yeah,
from someplace.
Unity Hospice.
Okay, and we had it here for a long time, and Jim did the big event for his thing at Epic the other night.
Okay.
And it was a Western theme, which is cool. And he's going to wear the cowboy. And it's like, we can't find the cowboy. And then Cowboy Dave walks in, he's wearing your hat.
Okay. Well, good. You came to drop it off? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for dropping it off, Dave.
Day
thanks
late.
For stealing
two days,
it.
2 days late.
Yeah. Wow.
So, Nick.
But really, somebody stole Jim's cowboy hat.
Can you believe that?
It's like a $100 hat.
It was. I got it for $75.
Somebody walked out.
It was an auction item.
They probably hawked it.
Maybe.
And I even
said pawn shop. Did you call all the pawn shops?
No, but I did call. I went to a bunch of places to look to buy one because I didn't want to spend another $100. Yeah, can't find it.
And you know what else?
I called some of our guests, our regular guests.
But I will say this.
Because then I got to call on that.
There's one thing I know Cowboy Dave didn't steal from Jim.
What's that? My shirt?
Cowboy boots.
No.
Jim wore his cowboy boots the other day.
Yeah.
Python.
Ooh.
Pretty hot.
They were nice. Even people, I got a text on those.
Yeah.
They were hot.
But that
tooth ain't hurting you that bad.
That was
only on one side.
What can I have, Doc? Cheese curds. Okay. All right.
Well, I did tell John when I walked in, I said, well, they're not crunchy, so you can eat them.
Yeah.
They're soft. Soft and gooey.
Now, first words I said to Nick, I can't eat. Yeah. I can't eat today.
He ate half the order.
Can't do it. No, I'm just like, the thing's gone.
Yeah.
Those anyway.
Oh, I'm going to bring those to our...
No, you're
yes,
not. You're going to eat them.
No, he told me how to reheat them.
You will
them.
Eat them in
air
your
fryer.
Car.
Well, yeah, he's going to reheat them at home with him and his wife.
Yeah, no,
Mrs.
No, no,
Mayer.
No,
Milton.
No, Mrs. Mayer.
No, no, no.
Milton,
she's, no, no.
Who loves you? Come to daddy. Come to daddy.
So you have been one of our regulars, and you're probably our closest inside contact to the NFL draft.
That's true.
Yep.
You've been
to all the meetings.
You've been to all
no,
the meetings.
No, I haven't been. I was actually at one NFL meeting, which was in June, when it was their DEI diversity meeting.
Well, you're kind of that, though. You're what, Argentinian or no? You're
Serbian.
Armenian.
Serbian,
right?
Yep. I wish I was more than 50% Serbian, because then I would probably be in there.
Really?
Yep.
All right, man. Why weren't you a great basketball player? Some of the greatest basketball players in the world are from Serbia.
I know.
What's up with
and
that?
Tennis?
I know,
tennis.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, and their women are kind of hot from Serbia, aren't they? Though.
They are.
Okay. There hasn't been a lack of advertising on the NFL draft.
No.
No, but there has been kind of a lack of details.
Well,
so I was talking to someone who is kind of if you asked him, he would say he kind of runs the downtown, the community. This has been a little bit siloed. You've been going to meetings, but I don't know that there's been a universal message on.
Well, here's the thing with the
hour
NFL.
By hour.
And is that by design?
It is by design. And it's happened. So me and a friend of mine, he's got a buddy in Kansas City that did the draft. I know of a guy, Detroit 75 Kitchen. He's like three mobile food spots that are like stationary that he doesn't drive around. He did Detroit. I believe the guy in Kansas City, they weren't notified about anything until like April 7th, 2 years ago. Detroit 75 Kitchen, they were notified like on April 11th last year. So it's by design, because what the NFL wants to do, they don't want to take away from what's going on at present time. You know what I mean? Like what's going on right
now. Overshadow something.
Right. So like right now the draft, so all eyes are on the draft. So that's why they're leaving nuggets daily. You know, they're giving you nuggets daily since the combine. They don't want to take away from the combine. They don't want to take away from the Super Bowl. They don't want to take away from the playoffs. So that's why they don't do that. So after the draft, what happens after the draft? Well, after the draft is the schedule. So in 2 to 3 weeks, the NFL schedule will come out. You know, they'll leave you a nugget or two like at the...
They are very good at finding a way to control the media.
Right, and that's what they do. They don't want to take away from the thing that's going on at the present time. So, like for the
and I will say this, having been in the media for 127 years, you want those things. Because you know what? There's nothing worse than walking into a newsroom on a really slow news day.
Yeah. Right.
And so
right.
But there's a couple other things you don't want as, I mean, a municipality. You don't want duplication of effort, right? I mean, if they're going to do Brad Paisley.
Right.
I don't know. Do we really want to do 5-6 bands that same night? We're doing it because we had our 5-6 bands booked.
Yeah, well, also heard rumors of this is rumors. I heard last night somebody told me that Brad Paisley's only playing 8 songs.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one out at you.
But I heard it's a rumor. I'm not, don't,
I'm
by no
throw,
means.
I'm going to throw another rumor out at you.
Yeah.
47?
No, he's not. That one I looked into, Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's not coming.
No.
Oh. I got pretty good source on security.
Yeah.
Okay. I do. That would surprise me if that happened. But it would change things big, right. big time.
Right.
If Trump showed up.
Oh, well, yeah. Or 8 songs from Brad Paisley.
But I'd be surprised if he did that, because I was reading where he's come to Packer games with his kids. I mean, he loves Green, but, you know, coming to Packer. I would think he would bring it strong.
I would. I actually thought Brad Paisley was, or
I'm not saying
Brad. What's his name? That was here twice at Lambeau.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney. I thought Kenny Chesney was going to come because when the NFL was talking,
that was a rowdier crowd though.
It was Kenny Chesney. But when the maybe NFL the said
that was crazy crowd.
When the NFL said we want somebody that likes Green Bay and has a bond with Green Bay. Because Kenny Chesney's been to Lambeau twice, mm-hmm. I really thought that was going to be the play.
I kind of did too, to be mm-hmm. honest.
You know, so that's what I thought.
I figured it would be country no matter what.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I knew it would be country no matter what, but I really thought it was going to be Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I could see that.
And
I just hope everybody, and this has been hyped as a huge, bigger than anything we've ever done. I mean, how many times has that been said by right. everybody?
Well, it is.
Well, it is. It better be.
At a Super Bowl, you couldn't get anything bigger in sports than this.
Right. But
this is, though, isn't this bigger than a Super Bowl?
No. No.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and, yeah, yes, yes and no. And one no. is for a one-day thing. The Super Bowl trumps everything.
Yes. But, I mean, we've been at Super Bowls, okay?
I think this is bigger than a Super Bowl. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that with this, I think it's a different type of crowd. Super Bowl was people wanted to come to party. I mean, they wanted to come to party, okay? No matter where, that's why, like, when we were in San Diego and I went to that one event, me and Larry McCarron and everybody, and they ran out of Budweiser. Because there's a formula that every city has, 80,000 tickets to get into the game times two, how many people come to the event. And with the Packers, it was like times five as far as how many Packer fans came, didn't have tickets, but they wanted to just take part in the festivities. Mm-hmm. Aspect of it. I think with something like this, it's a little bit more of like if somebody's coming from Kansas City, they're such diehard Kansas City fans. You know what I mean? They're real hardcore fans more than the party aspect.
Right.
I don't think this could be that drunk kind of Super Bowl event.
No.
This you know what will I'm not saying? I mean, you've been there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're going to have people getting drunk, but you're not going to
it's not that type of crowd.
Yeah, you're not going to have them. You're not going to have them come off the rails. No.
Well, then how do you judge?
You can't. But like I told you guys off the air, you can't. There, this is a one time deal here. There's no
nothing
this
to base
is,
it
this
on.
Is what I did. This is what I did for my numbers. I took my best single game at Stadium View vending, multiplied it times 30%.
Because well, that's nothing.
Well, no. Hold on. And I planned that for the whole for one day, and then I multiplied that times three. So I went. You know, to make math. Easy. Let's just say 10,000 is a number. Multiply that times 30%. Okay. So that's what? That's 13,000. 13,000.
Well, yeah, okay.
Then I multiply that times
3 days.
Three. That's the product that I'm bringing.
So like 40,000.
That supports my argument that this is bigger than a Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is a one-day event, but it's spread out. 3 day minimum, 4 day minimum when you get a hotel?
5 days.
Well now I don't think
you could get a hotel anymore in a Super Bowl hosting city for less than 5 days.
All right. So here's the thing with the Super Bowl when you went
an hour or 2 hours.
You know, when you went in 97, you know what the last you know,
yeah.
okay, it's changed a lot since then. See, like now
the last one was 2010.
No, when you said you went to San Diego.
Yeah, that was 97.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. So back then to now, see, my buddy in fantasy football, Jarvis,
that was a terrible. Were you there, Jim?
I go to San Diego.
Horrible city to host a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So two years ago when the Super Bowl was in Arizona, my buddy from fantasy football, Jarvis, went to Arizona. He went there to do the fan experience, the NFL experience.
Right.
That NFL experience goes for like 2 or 3 days. You know how much it costs to get into the NFL experience for the Super Bowl? $2,500.
Shut up. To be a vendor?
No. To go into it and participate. It's 25.
A spectator type?
Yeah, the NFL experience. You get to like catch a football, you know, all that other stuff. To do that whole, and then see NFL players, you know, pass players and stuff like that. That's $2,500 a day to get into that, okay?
Wow.
But
the NFL experience is the same thing that they're going to have here, which is going to be over by Titletown.
Right.
It's free because it's free to get in.
Yeah.
Wow.
$2,500, and that was 2 years ago in Arizona. It was $2,500 to get in for one day.
That's unbelievable.
And that was the day before the Super Bowl. Okay. That was a Saturday before the Super Bowl.
I'll judge the success of this event by people like you. I have a couple sources. You're one of them. A couple hotel people that are friends of mine. A couple other people that are, you know, Uber. And I'm just curious as what their expectations are. And everybody, this is three times a football game, right? A minimum?
Well, it's probably more than that. Because
hang on, I hope it is.
I hope it is.
He is completely wrong on that. Stop him with that information on the NFL experience.
Why? Because buddy paid it. No. He showed the receipts.
What this guy's saying is the NFL experience, if you go, like we went to Dallas, right?
Yeah.
The NFL experience is free. But not the one that yours was paid for because you went through an agency.
Yeah.
Went through an agency. But the NFL experience where you run the 40 and get the wristband.
Well, that could be free.
That was free.
Maybe. But my buddy that had where you could be with the players and everything else was $2,500, which is probably similar to what the pack.
Was it an autograph thing?
No. But see, there's a VIP package that the draft rolled out that was $3,000 a day for here.
Yeah.
$3,000, I believe, for Thursday.
Sold out.
So when you say... When that guy
That's
said,
those front row tickets, or not yeah, front row, but front I mean row, yeah. front and center.
But yeah.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Cheese Curd Nick here. If you got questions about the upcoming draft, let us know. He might have a correct answer. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WSS, the Civic Media app at 1100 AM and 1590. 1150. Nope.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
1590.
Yes, sir.
AM.
We were just talking at the break about all these guys with concussions. They kind of lose it. They can't remember stuff.
Are you okay?
My dentist asked me if I got punched in the face yesterday to break my tooth sometime. Green Bay, 35 degrees. It feels nicer than that, though. Appleton, 37. Oshkosh, 34. At least right now, we don't have that wind we had yesterday.
Forecast,
mostly cloudy, showers. This is like the same. Todd, who does these?
Civic Media meteorologists.
Yeah, who?
Brittany? Brittany did not do this one.
She needs to be more creative because every day for the last 6 weeks has been mostly cloudy with a chance of showers.
My buddy in Algoma, my barbecue buddy, he's getting ready for the draft too. He's going to be set up at the bar, and his smokers. He's got a 2,000 pound or 2,000 gallon pit, and I think a 1,000 gallon pit. And he said with the wind, and wind is like a turbocharger to the. To the
flames?
Well, yeah.
I'll bet.
And then he's got it. It's very difficult to get the smokers up to temp to start cooking. But once he does, and then once it's a turbocharger and gets it all going, he's just feeding wood to it all the time. And, yeah, he's like yesterday, I talked to him four times yesterday. He's like, this wind, he's like, oh, my, it just whipping me bad, you know.
It's crazy. And then it's a little rain, crazy.
And then it was raining in Algoma, spotty.
Yeah.
So the rain actually chills, again, it's a struggle to keep that pit hot.
I got to ask you this. You don't have to give me details. And we've talked about this, about, being a part of the event and being a vendor type thing. That nut is substantial. And it's like the break-even thing of, do you make money or do you lose money or do you just tread water?
This is scary. This is scary because it's, again, you don't have numbers. There's nothing to go off of.
And you guys have been, this has been hyped. This is, and I hope it works. I mean, I hope all you guys are
in the Bahamas. Yeah, we all do, yeah. 2 weeks, we're not going to Bahamas.
But I just, even the bigger companies, I mean, look, there's some hotels that have done extra things. They've hired extra people.
Well, right.
And I just hope it, my hope is that it all works because this has been talked about for a year and a small business like yours.
And this is us. This is our community. This is our reputation. Right. We want this to be the greatest NFL draft in history.
And it starts tomorrow.
It starts Thursday. Well, tomorrow probably.
So tomorrow's there's a big deal going on at Lake Park tomorrow.
Right,
everything going on. You know what I think is the coolest thing?
What's that?
That little kid's bike parade around the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's cool. Awesome.
From 8 to 9 in the morning on Saturday.
I would love my granddaughters to be a part of that. Yeah. That is such a cool thing.
Yep.
We're doing a lot of cool there's a lot of cool things going on.
And then the NFL is actually getting, every team is actually getting a bike. Did you guys know that?
No, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, every team is getting a bike customized to their team with their logos on every bike. So there's going to be 32 bikes for the draft that every team will take home or take back to their city.
Oh, no kidding. Yes. That's cool.
That's cool.
The NFL's doing that. Yeah, there's a bike thing Saturday morning. I believe it's from 8 to 9. They're doing a parade through the draft area. You bring your kid down with a bike, and they'll let you scoot around.
They got that 5K right here.
The 5K,
and that's sold out. I mean, that's registered.
Are you serious?
Yeah. John can't get in now.
Son of a...
I know.
Yeah, but
to do that.
You know, if Thursday is better than what they're forecasting, and I don't think Thursday's terrible. It's just showers. But I would think if that goes away, that this could be a barn burner because that was my biggest concern was weather. And because I'm cooking out of a tent. I'm not a truck, where you have protection from the rain. You know, gas and oil or water and oil don't mix. That fryer oil, you throw water in a fryer, it's not good.
No.
Same thing with cooking outside. So, that was my biggest concern.
Yeah. A listener sent this in. I just want to make sure. We said these things are free. The NFL experience in Green Bay. That was my understanding. They sent this in and said that in New Orleans it was $20 for kids under 12 and on Thursday, and then Friday was $40. But that was New Orleans.
So
it is free here,
I should. So here, let me, because that listener chimed in. So here, the NFL experience, the base part of it is free, but everything has a package. You know, like we talked about in the last break, it's $3,000 to be right up front in the draft. You know, you get to meet some people, and that it was $3,000 for draft for Thursday night. Okay, my buddy down in when he went to the Super Bowl, the NFL experience is free, but the package that he bought was $2,500 to probably do the meet and greet and everything else.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I guess I probably misspoke a little bit on that, but yes, the NFL experience itself is free. Like to kick the field goals,
and to do
that stuff, that's free.
Okay,
but the stuff on top of that. Yeah. Is not.
But kids they don't need to spend that money.
Right, I mean,
dad
right.
Can take
but there's plenty of things to
right,
do.
That's free. Right.
That's free. There is. And that's what they're really promoting. Like the girl from the NFL yesterday when they had their meeting, she's like, she said right out, there's people that have not gone to a Packer game yet because tickets are very difficult to get. But you can go
in the stadium.
In the stadium for the draft.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah, for free.
I think that's the coolest part.
Well, I think that's cool that you're taking the risk to be there, too. I mean, it is.
Well, everybody is. There's 125 food booths in the draft area, okay? And we're all taking a risk.
I think that's great. You believe in the Packers. You believe in the community, so.
Right. And, it's buckle up your, it's lace up your boots and buckle your belt and away we go.
Well, we got to remind people to support you guys, too.
Well, right.
Well, they're
hungry. Support, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not just. The food, you gotta support everybody.
Yeah.
You look at Stadium View's got 18 bands in 3 days.
That's incredible.
You know, the bar has bands all throughout the whole thing. So does Anduzzi's.
Quick question. If I had done my Youper Village, would that have been a success? Yes or no?
I mean, you guys.
Yes or no, Nick?
Maybe, yeah.
All right.
Talk to Stadium View. Let me come set up.
It's a little late.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I can show you the map.
I don't want to see maps.
That's going to be great.
I don't believe in maps.
Well, good luck. We will see you. I got friends
kids
coming to your
Iraq
place.
Kids don't have maps.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.